Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that takes you on a captivating journey into the heart of Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. Each episode, we delve into the rich history, vibrant culture, and hidden gems of this beautiful country. Through engaging conversations and personal anecdotes, we aim to bridge the gap between the Balkans and the rest of the world. So sit back, relax, and get ready to be inspired, entertained, and connected.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
It's An Englishman in the Balkans podcast, and today we're talking about sustainability, and in particular, how a couple that live, I don't know, about 50 kilometers away from me, have developed a seed bank. Now, the couple we're talking about is Ivy and Slaven Šebinčić. Some people in the agricultural world in Bosnia and Herzegovina know about them. Their neighbors and people in the area, immediate area where they live, know about them. But I suspect that you, listening wherever you are in the world, most probably won't. And I think this is going to be a very unusual story from Bosnia and Herzegovina. So first thing, Ivy, for you to start off with, you've moved to Bosnia and Herzegovina some years ago, but what made you and Slaven decide to focus on living a sustainable lifestyle?
Slaven and I have both mutual understanding of the life we want to have for our growing family. And we believe that Bosnia and Herzegovina is the perfect place that we're going to settle down. And as you see, it has beautiful nature, and Slaven's family are all here, and we would love to live our dreams. And we are grateful that we are now living our dreams. It has been 5 years that I have been living here, and we can say that we are truly blessed for over the years, because we are blessed with 3 beautiful children, and now we are engaged with sustainability, and we can talk more about it today.
When I last spoke to you, you were very excited about how things were developing. And I'm going to put your Instagram link at the bottom of the show notes. But at the end of last season, the agricultural season that is, you were very occupied, the two of you, in showing people how you were gathering seeds, how you were storing seeds, and how you have made a seed bank, which I think is the first seed bank in Bosnia and Herzegovina. So two questions for you. Am I correct in saying it is the first seed bank in Bosnia and Herzegovina? And secondly, could you walk us through the process of how you collect and how you preserve those seeds and how you ensure that the quality and viability is good?
First and foremost, when we started, we thought that it's just us. But later on, we found out that there is an organization in Mostar where they also collect seeds from personal collectors and local communities. And we donate our seeds there because they're bigger than us. We're just a family. But then we also met many collectors from Republika Srpska in other side of Bosnia, as well as Serbia and other Balkan countries. Now we slowly collect as much as we can. For the previous years, I think that was 2 years ago when we had our first podcast, it was 350 varieties that time. Now we have over 650 varieties, and our goal is to have at least 1,000. And it's a challenge growing all this because we only in Bosnia and Herzegovina, it's a four-season country, and we only have a short time to grow this heirloom vegetables. By the way, this family seed bank is for heirloom vegetables. We try as much as we can to collect the old varieties of nature's bounties. And what we do is to first collect. Once we collect, we start growing them in our field, in our home. And once we grow, we try to multiply them. So that's our way of conserving or preserving these heirlooms. By the way, most of our heirlooms are also native and heritage seeds. We collect from our grandmothers, people that we usually know, those old people that have been growing it for a very long time. And we would like this to be part of our collection because we know these are the seeds that are very valuable. And we are into saving these seeds. Now, once we grow it, we first one, we see the fruits and the good ones we save and make them mature so we can get the quality and seeds, the one that are really viable seeds. So it's a long process. By the way, it's not easy because we need to collect. We also have to shell out our own money so we can also get seeds from companies that are selling heirloom seeds. But then we collect it. Once we have grown it, we collect the seeds. And for the seed collection process for the growing, it's a challenge also because most seeds needs to be really taken care of. Most of them needs to sprout long time. And we have to step-by-step process from growing it, then getting the fruit. We have to make sure that we successfully grow it so we can get the seeds, we can get the fruit where we can get the seeds from. Once it has into, once, for example, once cabbage has bolted, we will need to get the seeds, try to collect it. And then once we collect the seeds, we need to put it in storage. So it's different in each type of crop. So there are like tomatoes, there are watermelons and melons, there are corns. There are different types of species that needs a different way of collection and seed saving. So right now at the moment, we actually started to collect seeds now. It's summer and we have collected some already, like the brassicas. Some brassicas takes 1 year or the second year to get the seeds. So you see the process, it's not like instant. And but we are trying our best to keep up because we would love to have our family have this legacy. So this is not gonna be for us only. We want also other people in the community to continue growing these heirlooms because as you see now in the modern world, everyone is growing hybrids because it's easier, because it's faster. But they don't know that heirlooms are the most delicious, very healthy vegetables that you can encounter in today's world. And we would like that tradition of our ancestors to continue And right now, we're trying to educate people, inspire people. That's why, even though we don't have enough time to show growing process, everything, but we show them our colorful harvests. So they get to, we educate them what's this crop, what was this crop all about, how to use it, what's the nutrients in this crop. So we want to encourage them to grow and inspire just like what we do, because we need to go back to our roots. And we are just passionate about collecting different heirlooms around the world. Right now, we actually were able to have established a connection, collaboration with the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company from the U.S. It's the largest, the number one heirloom seed company in the world. And we have sent the Balkan seeds to the U.S. because we have encountered many people messaging on our page, can you send us this, for example, yabucha? This is a specific favorite here in the Balkans, the type of tomato, the Chardonnay cucurus, and this mahuna. They would like to have the seeds, but unfortunately, we could not support everyone in sending this. We don't have the power. So what we did is to send our seeds to the U.S., so they will be the one to multiply it and send it to the people, the Balkans, who missed their comfort, their own vegetable crops way back home. And we're glad that we are able to do that. And we have also our free seeds project. Actually, it's our fourth year doing that. We give free seeds. And we also shortened the postal fees that year, 3 years ago. And then second year, we decided to do it in neighboring towns like Preñabor and Derventa. And then third year, we also sent to the Philippines because I want also my people to have the access to the seeds that we are saving. And we also sent to neighboring European countries. And we feel blessed and humbled that we are able to save the seeds and let other people also enjoy it so they can grow it and they can enjoy the magic we prove. We tell them that there's really a magic when you start from seed. And when you know that these seeds are non-GMO, these are natural seeds. And these seeds that were grown, when we save the seeds, they were grown in perfect conditions in natural way. These are zero chemical, 100% natural. And so we want to let them see that this is the healthiest and happier way of living life, to grow your own food, to grow it from seeds, especially from the seeds that have been forgotten by most of the people here. And we are on this fight right now. Most people we encounter are not open-minded, to be honest, here in the Balkans. Most people don't like, why is this tomatoes black? Why is this cucumber white? So we want them to, and this corn's colorful. They're used to having this red as carrots should be orange, tomatoes should be red. But we're trying to educate them that these are not only limited, vegetables are not only limited to those type of vegetables. There are many heirlooms in the world. And our goal is only 1,000 because we cannot manage everything. But at least these thousands are the ones that are, we think is the best to be kept. So our goal is to have them saved. Right now we are accumulating lots of seeds and we freeze them in the freezer so it can be saved for many years. And our dream is to make a living out of something we believe in. And in the past year, we have managed to sell our excess seeds also to the community and also our seedlings and fresh produce. We just hope that we'll get bigger one day because we cannot manage right now because we just started the journey and we have other priorities. But we're blessed that the life that we're doing right now, Slavin and I are now focused in agriculture, in what we do right now. So our home is filled with lots of heirloom fruits and vegetables. So we now have heirloom vegetables. Also, we have heirloom fruits. So we also grow native fruit trees, the varieties here in the Balkans that are mostly forgotten. And we are trying our best to multiply those fruit trees, especially the fruit trees that have, that are heritage ones, the ones that, for example, our great-grandfather have grown. It's 250 years old, krushka or pears in English. So we're trying to graft that and save that and label it where it came from, which family came from. So we want to continue that. We want to save this the natural way and preserving tradition, preserving family heritage. So we, and saving the biodiversity. So who knows what will happen in the future if, you know, if some catastrophic, God forbid, will happen. These hybrids cannot sustain that. They cannot thrive in harsh conditions. And these heirlooms, native fruit trees, these are the ones that will thrive in any, in case any problem happened. And we are also, we were contacted by the Global Seed Bulk in Norway, in Svalbard, Norway. And they told us that we have interesting collection. And if we would like to, if they want us to contact the Republic Institute of Genetics, something in Banja Luka, so we can send our seeds and they will be the one to breed in Norway. So unfortunately, we don't have time yet to do that, but we are also gonna find time for that. It's already part of our to do. And we're glad that this humble home in the village, it's called Donji Smrtići in Republika Srpska, Prinjav, we're able to spread our seeds, not only here in Bosnia, not only the Balkans, not only in the Americas, but also in Asia. We're also gonna deal with research institutes in the Philippines, in Japan, and New Zealand. So we're working on that. They would like to get samples of the heirloom seeds because they would like to study these seeds, and they would like to save as well. And we're happy that we're going this far. It may be not nothing for others. It might not be a type of achievement for others, but this is our dream. This is what we want to do, and we would like to save this and treasure, because we believe that a kilo of seed is more precious than gold. It's love and flying, actually. He always says that, because we people we most encounter just want to have right away, like this and that, just buying the grocery in the supermarket without knowing where their food came from. And now we are in sustainability, so it's our sustainable journey comes with many things. It's a lot, lots of hard work. To be honest, it's really lots of hard work and dedication. But it's worth it, because right now we see our children are enjoying it. We see our children are healthy and we're living our best lives. And if I used to work in the corporate world, and I would not trade my life now to whatever income I had before. I was high paid before with my job and all, but it was not life. It was toxic life. It was not healthy for me. I always get sick and all. But now that I have this life, everything is changed. And I believe this is my purpose in life, to be in this present time and feel blessed and humbled.
I walk around the vegetable sections these days in different places in Bosnia-Herzegovina, especially in the area where I live, near Banja Luka. And now, in these last years, I'm seeing different coloured vegetables and different coloured fruits, which I never, ever thought I would see in this country. And every time I think of you, how you said that people are very conservative here. They want, like, the vegetables and the fruits that they've been used to. When you introduce them to that, to taste a potato that might not have the same color that they're used to taste a cucumber that you say is white and not green, when they taste that vegetable or that fruit for the first time, are they really shocked, or do they actually say, I'd like to do this as well?
So this is what we do, because most people here, as I mentioned, are hesitant to try this unusual vegetables. So what we do is we use our social media accounts. We show them how it's grown, how it looks like when it's ready to eat, how it's cooked, what are the nutrients and all. Because these people are hesitant to try, but they're very health conscious. So we tell them, this is, for example, the bitter melon or gorkadinya. I think I've shared this before also. My parents-in-law are now eating it because I always tell them, this is very healthy. This is how I market this heirloom vegetables to them. Very healthy, and you should try this. And that's when how they are also are encouraged to try it. So that's when we tell them the superfood that it is. So they start now wants to try. And then once they have tried, they start asking for seeds because they want to grow in their own homes as well. So we're glad because some of these people, there are lots of people now really growing old varieties of heirloom vegetables, and the seeds are from us. So now you will see there's lots of people engaging in kitchen gardens, and those people are also new to gardening, and they were just encouraged because we inspired them. And we're happy to see that our vegetables are everywhere. And just to tell them really that these are healthy, these are superfood, this will help you with this, because most people here have this problem in sugar. So we present to them vegetables that are good for diabetic people. You know, you just need to tell them that these are very healthy. This can be cooked in many ways. You don't have to make lots of ingredients or effort. You can mix it with your regular eggs, or you can even eat it raw, because we also know some people who are into raw plant-based diet. And we also grow, by the way, the ones that are very healthy, the ones that are really useful. And I think that's what makes it special, is that these vegetables are not hard to market, not hard to sell. It's just, they just need to start trying, because you just need to inform them. You need to educate them. You need to, it's like we're in the face of having information drive to them about raising and growing and eating this type of heirloom vegetables, because these are not GMOs. They will think it's GMO because it looks funny. It looks different than usual, but you need to start educating them so they will open up. They will be enlightened that these are beautiful vegetables that are really healthy and growing, not only in the Balkans, but across the world, that we should always try to preserve and grow. We should not be limited to the ones that we always encounter in the supermarket.
In full transparency, we know each other very well, but for people that have never met you before, I would really encourage them to check out your Instagram account, which I'm going to put a link in below. But you have a tremendous amount of interest from international media. Your ambassador comes to see you quite a lot, your national ambassador to Bosnia and Herzegovina. You have people who have got serious, how could you say, media leverage. They actually come to see you, TV stations, magazines talk to you, you've been on podcasts. You must feel very proud of yourself when people from outside the country get in contact and say, heard about what you're doing, tell us. A bit like me, actually, today. But you and Slava must be tremendously proud of what you've achieved so far.
So far, we just feel humbled and grateful and blessed because the media and the people saw the hard work that we are doing, the fight that we are doing, the love that we are doing. And we're just actually living our life. It's just our life. Our family life is our message to the world. And we are grateful that people start to see the beauty of what we're doing. And this is actually a normal life. This is the normal life of our ancestors before what we're doing. Just that people forgot it. People start to do different things. But then now we feel blessed because right now we get lots of messages from people everywhere we are surprised because some are from places that we don't even imagine. And we're happy that it's heartwarming for us when we get messages from people saying, thank you so much because you inspired us to start growing our own food. Thank you so much because we start saving our seeds and we realize you are right, that we should grow from our own home, that we should save seeds, and because they want to ensure their food safety and food security. And it's something humbling, and it's hard to explain how we feel about it because we didn't expect this to happen. Because at first, we just want to have our own families with that. We want to have, because last 3 years ago, how many years was Corona pandemic? We were not experiencing problem. We had everything in our doorstep. So when you have seeds, you cannot go outside and you can just grow because you have seeds. So see the beauty of saving seeds. You don't have to, if the government controls seed saving and all, or not selling these seeds anymore, we already have lots of seeds for saving that will take even to the next 20 years. So we want to be secure. That's why we're living a sustainable life. It's not only about our seeds, but we try to raise everything at home. So we don't rely on grocery stores. That's because we want to be independent. We want to be living off the grid. We want to have a sustainable, healthy lifestyle for our growing family. And I think this is the best for our children. Each of us have different perspectives in life, and we think this is the path that is best for us. This is what we wanted ever since. And it was just a matter of just going and starting, because if we don't start now, we might regret it. So we want to take risks, and we are still young couple, and we no regrets that we have started this journey, because we can already see the fruit of our hard work. We started very small. It's like from scratch, because we're just ordinary family. But we're blessed that now we have successfully grown Alpine Regina strawberry, a little plantation of that. That's Slavin grown by himself. Also the hazelnuts plantation. Now we're working on the fruit trees, native fruit trees. And slowly, but little by little. So we want to fill our property with all this native and heirloom nature's bounty. And we could not have done it, by the way, without the support of wonderful and generous people that who has shared their seeds, their seedlings. And so we are trying to also give back by saving this wonderful bounties. And we try to always encourage others to do the same, because we could not do this alone. And that's why we give free seeds of these heirloom seeds to other people, so they start growing it. When other people see it, then they might start also. So it will rip out. So we hope that from our small family, from our local community, it will rip out globally. And we're starting to be on that phase now. And we hope it will not end from there. And those media coverage, those recognitions that we receive from people, is just a bonus, because this is just our life. And we're happy that we are on this journey so far.
What advice, because you've actually done this, got this far, what advice would you give to somebody that wants to pursue a self-sustainable life? You said, if we hadn't have done it now, we might never have done it. Being where you are in the journey of self-sustainability, if somebody's watching or listening to this podcast today and says, I really would like to do that, but I don't know how to start, what one piece of advice would you give them, Ivy?
I would like to tell them, just follow your heart, because that's what we did in the first place. This is our dream. And we were actually discriminated, criticized, and lots of people commented about this journey because they always tell us, come on, you're young people, you're young professionals, you can do better outside Bosnia, you can do better doing your profession. But we are firm with our goals. We know what we want in life. And if don't let these fears hold you back, because if you start doing it, the rest will just follow. Just keep on believing. But this journey takes lots of hard work. But I'm telling you, it takes a lot of hard work, but very satisfying, very self-rewarding. It's when you see your family eating food from your own hard work, it's very rewarding. It's these things that money cannot buy. Maybe we are in this phase that we are contented in the life that we have. We just want to have simple life, peaceful life, harmonious life, living in nature. That's all we wanted. And the rest will follow. Because right now, at first, we were thinking, if this lifestyle, we will not be able to have the financial luxury. But it's starting to follow right now, because right at the moment, we started to earn a little, because we actually don't also aim for too much financial security. We just want enough for us, for our family, and also to help other people who deserve it the most. But for our children's future, right now Slaven is unemployed at the moment. We focus on agriculture, but we're still surviving so far. So we're able to sell our seeds. We are able to sell our seedlings. We're able to sell our fresh produce, homemade products. And so we start earning. It might not be big for now because we're still building our foundation. We're still working on lots of projects at home. It's hard at the moment because we don't have the financial resources to do that. But slowly, we appreciate the process. It's how you learn how to grow and you experience better. And we feel stronger as a couple, as a family, as we go through this process. And I think that's beautiful. And I think that's what life should be. And if you want to start, please don't look back. Just go ahead. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid of going out of your comfort zone, because a reward is waiting for you. I believe that this hard work will come into fruition one day. It will fruit one day. Just keep on believing and be positive. Because if you work hard for it, if you dedicate yourself to it, for sure, God will reward you for your good deed. And this journey is actually sustainable lifestyle journey. It's very rewarding. You know why? Because you are feeding your family with food that you know where it came from. You are abundant with food. And the experience with your family, growing your own food, raising your own food, is immeasurable happiness. Imagine your children growing. They know how to grow from seeds. They're picking your harvest fresh from the garden. These are things that you don't usually experience when you are living in the modern usual world now. So it may be you may be hesitant at first because what if. So it's your time to turn that what if questions to get the answers that you need. So if it doesn't work, don't worry. You get other options later on. But for now, just try, because you will never know it unless you really try. So that's what we're doing now. Imagine we studied hard. We to finish a college degree, another diploma, and all those things. But we decided to quit all those things because our focus now is our family life. So it's different when you become adult, you become parents. It's just me and Slaven. Slaven might have different inclination about the world. We are into this goal together. We want this type of lifestyle. It's actually hard if it's for starters, but later on as you go through, it became a routine. It became a healthy lifestyle that you get to use to it. And not only your family is enjoying your fruit of harvest, you can also share to your family and friends and all. And you can always tell stories to your children, to your grandchildren one day, oh, this fruit tree, my grandfather Slavin planted it for us. Now we're enjoying it. How beautiful is that? So this is the kind of life we want for our family. And we're blessed that we are on this path. We are now trying our best to move up slowly. So we learned to slow down because last 5 years is too much for us because we're also raising our family at the same time. We have 3 small children. We're grateful for our in-law, for my mother and father-in-law who's helping us watch the children when Slavin and I need to do the work. It's just us, the family, working in all the things that we do at home. So it's a big challenge, but it's very fulfilling and challenge. Telling you, I've been spending time in the garden with the animals and all. It's because I don't know for others, because I used to grow up to live in an island and I work in city. So it was beautiful. It was good for me when I was single and all. But now that I'm married, I have family, this is the life I think, we think, my husband and I think this is the best life we would like to have for our children. And if you want the same, if you want to also experience the same life that we have, just don't be scared because you will get the reward later on. It might be not glamorous life, but it's a healthier, livelier, and happier life one can have. And it's something that is going to be the best for your children, especially the childhood for your children experience. It will help them learn life skills. It will help them appreciate life and become better people in the world one day because they see where their food came from. They will learn to be compassionate type of people. And we see that from our own children. And you learn to grow as a person also. You become more positive about life. You release all those bad energies in your system. And when you have this type of lifestyle, and if you want to, if you get the chance to do that, please do, because it's the best choice you can have. And just don't worry because we have friends also, some that are followers on our social media accounts who started our journey. We also help people the basic ways, basic guides to start doing it. So we meet these people, we tell them the basic things that they should need to prepare. They're not only the mindset, but also the practicalities. Like first you need to own a land. First, like this, how a garden works, how Bosnia works, for example, in Bosnia, because it's a 4-season country. The others really don't have idea how it works. So we need to step-by-step guide for them, complete guide. We educate them during spring. You need to prepare the seeds and seedlings. In the summer, you grow vegetables. In this autumn, you harvest them. You make a winter at this demnicha, these food preserves, homemade products, so you can have for your year-round food supply. So we tell them it's like a basic orientation of the life for sustainability that they're going to have. So you just need to encourage more people because, you know, the more people engage in sustainable living, the more healthier our community is and the more this world will become a better place to live.
Finally, and looking ahead, what are your future plans and aspirations in the next stage of your self-sustainability journey?
Good question. At the moment, we are slowly building. We are in build process, building foundations. And this is all for the future of our children. At the moment, we have our new bigger greenhouse and glass house, and we are blessed with land because Slavin inherited the land of his family. Now, our future projects, our future plans would be to have our fresh produce and products sold out in the market. So we would like to grow bigger, not only for the local community, and we hope that we can sell in the supermarket as well. So other people who don't have the chance to grow their own food can have access to quality food from us. And we would like to have that chance one day, that opportunity one day to be of service to the people. And right now we're slowly working on that. And we would like to grow more fruit trees. That's our goal right now, more fruit trees. And since we have lots of heirloom vegetables already, it's already enough. We would like to focus on fruit trees, native fruit trees. And also, God willing, one day, if given the chance, we also would like to save the native animals. So we are really into this. So we would like everything natural way. And we are certified organic. It's all natural. And we would like people to have access to our fruit of love and hard work. And in the future, we would like to continue the tradition of saving the seeds and having our seeds available for other people and encouraging more people to do the same. And also, we would like to, right now we have our hazelnuts and strawberries plantation, small plantations. So we would we look forward to getting the products, the fruits of these hazelnuts and strawberries. And Slaven is also engaged in beekeeping. So we would like to develop a product one day that we can sell in the market. So hopefully that will help us in the long run for the future of our children, because we also need to provide them. We would like them to have the best life, and we're able to support them financially as well. We really hope one day we get to get our own products that will be available in the market. Not only now that right now we are selling, we have a milestone of selling our seedlings in the piazza, in the farmer's market. So it was a cool experience for us the last spring, because we were out there in the Venta and Premiado, we're selling our seedlings, and we're happy to see that people are now, they send us pictures that, oh, look at my tomato, it has grown, look at my strawberries, it has ready fruits, and look at those seeds that we got from you, it was bearing good seeds, viable, it grow already. Now we have this yellow watermelons, orange, white watermelons. So it's nice when you get this from people, because we became an instrument for other people's happiness. So, and this, they're telling us like, look, because most of the people in Bosnia are living outside now. Their families are living outside Bosnia. And these people left here, they're telling us, you know what? My grandchildren were here at home in Bosnia, and we're able to let them see and eat my colorful watermelons and melons and tomatoes. And they were very happy to see those things. Thank you for your seed. This type of things, like, it's feeding our soul. So it's something that we are ungrateful, because we are into this path. And now in the future, we would like to continue that. We would like to have that until hopefully our children will continue also what we have started. And I hope many people will also start doing the same path like ours, because we need more people to do this.
And that's a wrap for this podcast. We hope you've enjoyed finding out a little more about both Bosnia and Herzegovina and the wider Western Balkans. If you've enjoyed this journey as much as we enjoy bringing it to you, please take a moment to leave us a review and subscribe to our podcast. Your feedback helps us tremendously and makes a huge difference. Thank you once again for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out. Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.